Hi, everybody. We are at CES 2024, recording more episodes of the Thrive podcast by Bridgestone Americas. We're here because this is a world of looking towards the future, looking towards the advanced technology that is shaping our world and our industries, and that includes the world of mobility and transportation. A lot of activity happening around the Bridgestone booth and a lot of things obviously happening around Bridgestone that we want to talk about. And in CES being here, we've got some of our friends from around the world, where we're able to have some of these conversations that isn't necessarily CES focused, but about really things that are happening across Bridgestone and building for quite some time. So one gentleman who's here to talk about some big topics of discussion at Bridgestone is Jan-Martin De Vries. He is the president of Fleet Management Solutions for Bridgestone Mobility Solutions, BMS, in our organization, visiting from Amsterdam. Welcome to CES, but welcome to the podcast, Jan.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, we're excited to break down all of the different stuff happening, not just maybe in BMS around fleet management, but also kind of introduce a lot of our teammates and our listeners to Webfleet, which is a company you've probably heard if you're listening at some point, but maybe give a little bit more perspective around it.
And Azuga.
And Azuga, of course, I say that because we've had some conversations around Azuga on the podcast. Now we'll fill in some gaps on the other side. But of course, in your role over both Azuga and Webfleet with the fleet management solutions. But before we get into that whole world, I'd like to learn a little bit about JM, your career journey. What has led you to this point you are now at Bridgestone?
Yeah, well, in the beginning of my career, I was not focused on fleet management at all.
That wasn't your pressing focus from an early
age? Except managing my own car, but and I still do that. But
all the eight-year-olds are like, I'm into fleet management. I need to focus on that, right? Yeah.
Yeah. As I think with many people, my career went through different phases. And I started in the, consultancy. I had a business administration background from my university. And in that period, I think I learned my analytic skills to nurture them. But then in the next phase, and that was the around the year 2000, I stepped into the technology world. So that was the dot-com era, so the internet boom. And since then, I've always worked in technology companies, software, content services, and always at the crossroads of product management, marketing, strategy, innovation, because I was really thrilled by bringing meaningful innovation to the company and to the world, to the customers. And actually in the phase after that, so that must have been around 2010, I moved into the mobility space. So since 2010, already for 13, 14 years, I've been in the mobility automotive space, working for companies like TomTom in the automotive division. Then I moved into a company called Wabco that had a fleet management company acquired, Transix, and they became part of ZF, one of the largest tier ones.
Okay.
And I learned all about fleet management, fleets, telematics in that company. And that was, I think, a good bridge, a good foundation for my current, career in Bridgestone. I stepped into Bridgestone. And first I led an initiative around data solutions. So I started up data solutions initiatives within Bridgestone Mobility Solutions in Europe. And that led to my current position to lead as president fleet management solutions in Bridgestone Mobility Solutions globally or in the West. So I think I have 6 years now fleet management experience or 7 years, but 14 years mobility automotive. And a lot of years in technology, software, content services. So I think that's a good foundation to be in this position.
Yeah, so I would say so. I think you've earned your stripes a little bit.
In a humble
there.
Way,
yeah.
I say that.
Well, we'll put you to the test very clearly right now, right? Because I think where we'd like to continue to build out understanding and knowledge for our teammates, our listeners, is in some of the fundamentals before we talk about all the areas of the business that you're working with. But fleet management solutions, we're going to hear that, or FMS, a lot in this conversation. Telematics is a term in this space. So really, to help ground us in some of the definitions or the terminology, how do you maybe describe at the base level fleet management solutions and or telematics in that context?
Yeah. I think that's indeed a good question, because we tend to overlook where it comes from and why it is actually there.
Yeah.
And Webfleet and also Azuga, in essence, are telematic service providers, TSPs, and they evolved into fleet management companies. So if you look at the origins of this fleet management solution, then it is really in telematics or telemetry, if you will. And it's all about data in the end, because telematics is a way to extract data from the vehicle with onboard computers, telematic control units, a hardware device that extracts data from the vehicle, and you make use of that data. You bring then insights to the fleet, actionable insights that they can use to make their business more effective, more efficient, more sustainable, safer, more productive.
That's all the right adjectives right there. I think you did. You're versed in the space, I can tell.
Yes. Yeah. And if I may continue a little bit. on this track, telematics initially was all about just tracking the vehicle. So 20, 30 years ago, it started with that. So a tracking unit, basically, knowing where your vehicles are, that was the start of it. But then over time, more and more data got extracted from the vehicle and made use of it. So it became more a way to manage the vehicles, and that evolved into fleet management, expanding into other areas, managing the driver, managing the assets, managing the vehicle park, and make that more efficient with the data. And now, increasingly, it becomes such an important software platform to be used by the fleets that it also becomes increasingly an integration platform to integrate with other software solutions. Because fleet management is actually broader than telematics. There are lots of different solutions fleets are using for instance, toll management or payment solutions, asset management, lots of different solutions they use, but also different screens they have to use. And there's different persona as well within the fleets that use all those different solutions. But fleet management solution that we provide through Webfleet and also Azuka has the potential to integrate those solutions into one solution and then be more and more a one-stop shop to those fleets.
Yeah. And so the simplification as much as possible, because you list all those things out. I think a lot of people, we understand that data is being captured in every aspect of our life right now, but there's areas of the day-to-day that they really probably don't pay a lot of attention to. But connected vehicles is an ecosystem that's growing. That's pumping in data as well. And if you're trying to manage those, that's a lot of different data points to collect.
Yeah.
And it can become very complex in a hurry.
Indeed, right? Indeed. And you use, I have to put this right on my hat because
no,
it's falling
please.
Up.
That's part of the experience, yeah. Yes.
You use rightfully the term simplification. I also use sometimes the term defragmentation because mm-hmm. The landscape itself is very fragmented. There are lots of telematic service provider, but there are lots of software solutions as well, lots of software providers. So for a fleet manager, it's difficult to oversee all that landscape. And defragmenting that landscape for them and providing more solutions into one and integrated in a seamless way that helps them to actually solve their problems easier.
Yeah, well, let's maybe talk. You mentioned a lot of high level, but the types of data, right, that we're focused on gathering. So particularly for simplifying into a fleet management solution, what are maybe we as Bridgestone, as Webfleet, as Azuga, what type of data are we primarily collecting? And then how do we turn that or explain that value of that data to businesses and business owners?
Yeah, well, at the lowest level, you could think of the sources that are used to extract the data. So These are sensors, basically, that measure things either in the vehicle or about the driver or about the business operations that the vehicle is used for. So you have different types of sensors that, for instance, are the camera that is used for safe driving, looking at the road or inside the vehicle. You have a temperature sensor, for instance, to keep the goods in the trailer at the right temperature. There can be a tire sensors measuring the pressure of the tire or even measuring the wear and damage. You can have a tracker that is looking where the trailer is, all kind of different sensors. Mm-hmm. These sensors we can develop ourselves or we can use from partners. And then you have a box in the vehicle that includes some of those sensors, but also integrates with some of those sensors. That could be, for instance, also a tachograph that is measuring the driving and resting times of the driver because it has to follow the regulation, or the ELD in the US, for instance, electronic logging device. And all those different sensors and devices, they provide data that inform basically the fleet about the vehicle behavior, the vehicle state of health, but also the subsystems in the vehicle, the driver behavior, whether they are compliant to the regulation, but also what they are doing, their activities, the status of their activities, the fuel consumption of the vehicle, and also the business operation, what status of basically the customer delivery is. Is it on time? How much time basically is still needed to serve the customer? And that informs then the next action in the business operation. So all of that is an end-to-end picture basically on the whole fleet operation.
It's comprehensive.
It's right? Very comprehensive.
I think it's one thing because when I think about I have a personal car, right? And do I really need all of these data points for all of that? I mean, to a degree, probably no, but there could be a connected vehicle system that it helps make the car more efficient. It helps make my driving patterns more efficient. But when you expand it to businesses, right, a business isn't just they're thinking about their vehicles if they own a fleet of vehicles, but they're also thinking about the people driving those vehicles. They're thinking about the goods in those vehicles.
Exactly.
The movement and the operations of business.
Yes.
Like, those are, we say they're fleet management in the sense of you're managing a fleet of vehicles, but there are so many different layers, right,
exactly,
to unpack,
yes,
on that, right?
Yeah,
so,
indeed.
Yeah. Well, let's talk maybe about Webfleet a little bit. And so this is, we mentioned, you know, Azuga is a company that Bridgestone acquired, came into our family, I believe in 2019, 2020-ish. And then also in Europe, there was the acquisition of, I think, it Webfleet Solutions or TomTom Telematics. But what has been the journey of Webfleet in their kind of growth of brand, and then where do they fit in the product offering that,
yeah,
they bring to the table?
Yeah, next year Webfleet will actually exist 25. That's actually this
go.
Year. I say next year, next, but that was what I was thinking
we've
of.
We've now
last
become
year.
Next year,
yeah,
right?
It's already,
yes,
January. How time flies! But so this year,
yeah,
and it's a remarkable moment in the history. It exists 25 years,
yeah,
and Webfleet also went through different phases in the company history. It started as a startup in Leipzig in Eastern Germany.
Okay.
It was called Data Factory, and it was acquired later on by TomTom, and then evolving into TomTom Telematics, one of the divisions in TomTom. And then it was acquired, like you say, in 2019. The integration happened with Bridgestone. The acquisition was obviously prepared in 2018. Mm-hmm. 2 years later, Azuka was acquired, and then the cooperation between Webfleet and Azuka started. And what you see in that evolution of Webfleet, it went through the same phases as basically the telematics industry. So it started as a track and tracing company serving a limited number of fleets. And then it started also to use more of the data coming from the vehicle. It was quite early in developing sophisticated devices that integrated well with the vehicle and understanding that data. Then it expanded as a result of using more data sets into other, let's say, use cases for fleet management,
okay,
like driver management, fuel consumption, eco-driving, and efficient fleet management. And then it got acquired by TomTom. It went through a phase of hyper-growth, and that was fueled by the TomTom brand, which was strong at that time in navigation. But also it started to develop a reseller channel, so selling actually through indirect channel to fleets. And also it did acquisitions in various countries. It bought actually the market leader, for instance, in France, in Spain, in Poland, and the Benelux. The company it acquired in Poland was actually a specialist in what we call reverse engineering. Reverse engineering the signals that the canvas give from the car. And by interpreting what the signal means, it understands basically the data and how we can then use the data for our software modules. And since then, it actually developed a quite sophisticated platform that consists of multiple modules of functionality, from driver management to tachograph management, to now also including video telematics using a camera, vehicle inspection app, lots of different applications and functional modules that we evolve continuously. We maintain them, we add functionality to it, but we also add new modules. Like now recently, the EV module is a huge differentiator for us because we are really pioneering as Webfleet in that space to electrify fleets, to help them electrify, but also use electric vehicles in an efficient way in their vehicle park. So it basically rode the wave of the general telematics industry, but was always at the forefront of innovation and trying to be the market leader. And it has evolved itself into a generalist, basically serving lots of different segments, but we have specialized also in transport and logistics, service, utilities and maintenance, and we want to be number one in EV. That's really our strategy in Webfleet.
And I know that we talk about where Webfleet fits into that whole portfolio. Azuga, and I think I actually misspoke, I was thinking about the years in my head, 2021, I believe, not 2020 is when we acquired Azuga.
Yeah.
But they come into the fold in the last year plus. We've formed Bridgestone Mobility Solutions as its own organization that brings those groups together, with you being the president of the FMS group. Now, how does all of this coexist, right? We've got these two great brands and platforms that are very successful in a similar-ish space, but also have very big strengths in what they do.
Absolutely.
And I'm guessing geographies is my assumption on some of that. But I guess, how does all of this coexist, or how do we fit it all together in the plan?
Yeah, that's a very fundamental question indeed, because if you look at the industry, it's very fragmented, as I mentioned. There's lots of different TSPs, and there's a few big players, but even the bigger players, they don't have a market share that you can actually call a monopoly or oligopoly. So it's really very fragmented. And inside the company, we now have two very powerful assets for telematic services and for fleet management, and also act as a enabler for serving the Bridgestone mission to put all our assets together and connect basically premium tires with, let's say, fleet management and the retail service network. So we have two assets basically to do that. Then it would be quite, I would say, ignorant, if I may use that word, not to make use of the two assets and to look at synergies between the two. But from the very, let's say, outset, the two assets look quite similar. So it's a similar business model. We use hardware to extract data from the vehicle. We have developed a software platform to provide those actionable insights to the fleets. And we have a business model based on recurring service revenues, basically. And also in terms of functionality, if you would make a feature list, it's pretty much the same thing. One of the big differences is, like you mentioned, indeed the geography, because Azuga is primarily based in the US and has its, let's say, a majority customer base in the US, where Webfleet dominant customer base is in Europe, although we have presence also in countries outside Europe. Mexico, Chile, Colombia, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand,
okay.
And now also Botswana. So we have a few countries outside Europe where we are quite strong, but Europe is the dominant base. So that's one difference, clearly the regional focus. Then I would say in terms of the go-to market, it's a pretty similar setup of using multiple channels to go to market, direct sales, reseller channels, indirect channels, and call centers, inside sales. But still, Azuga, I would say, has a huge strength in terms of how that sales force is streamlined from qualifying the leads towards bringing in the customer. And thirdly, I would say in the platform technology, there is a difference, because Webfleet over time has evolved the platform more by vertically integrating functionality, developing it themselves, and then working with partners to add data or add functionality to the platform, while Azuga is more a loose integrator of different functionalities from third parties. That's on, let's say, a very high level, the three differences that I would mention. And now I think it's our task to bring the synergies between the two companies. So my vision is really to look after synergies into learning from best practices, looking how the platforms can amplify and complement each other, and also in terms of looking into what segments we can enter by leveraging each other's products.
I think there was a lot of that reasoning behind the creation of Bridgestone Mobility Solutions as an organization, right? The idea that whether it's in the Americas, whether it's in Europe, we're working on a lot of the same streams, and we can bring them together to a form to share best practices to really make both sides more efficient and go to market in
exactly.
A very strong way. We're seeing that continue to evolve with BMS, Bridgestone Mobility Solutions. Fleet care is one of the aspects that we're talking about here at CES, and we'll be talking about a lot more in the months and the years ahead.
Yes.
As FMS plays a big role in that. And I think it's probably important for people to say, or to understand, that when we talk about fleet care over time moving forward, FMS is a part of fleet care, right? It isn't the same thing.
Indeed.
There's a whole suite of solutions of which fleet management solutions is one. So that could be a good clarifying thing as we explore this topic in the future for teammates. I did want to touch on the EV platform, right? I had a note in here. You mentioned it. It's one of the new things that Webfleet has brought forward. I mean, what is exactly is this platform that we're announcing, and how are we designing this to make a difference in a big way for customers?
Yeah, EV platform is a new platform that we actually launched today, so it's a good moment to talk about that because today at CES we send out a press release.
Yeah, we try to be timely, right? Yeah. We'll take advantage of the moment when we can.
Exactly. Yeah. And we already had some partners coming to us today to talk about that, so that's really getting good traction. And the interesting thing of this EV platform is that it brings together two worlds that used to be separate. In the old world of mobility with combustion engine vehicles, the energy world was not so much part of the value chain. Of course, vehicles were using energy, fuel, but in the electrification of fleets, it's an absolute necessity to bring the energy partners together with the fleet and mobility partners. And that's a new thing we learned actually ourselves in the past few years. When we started to develop functionality for electric vehicles inside our Webfleet platform, like for instance, operating the vehicles with the right routes and with basically showing the range, the battery status, but also looking at driver management and also showing the charging stations on the map. Those are typical things you need to add when you develop EV functionality for fleet management. However, what we learned was this is not enough. Actually, when fleets electrify their fleets, they have not a lot of knowledge. They start usually to experiment with one or two vehicles. The facility manager gets involved. The fleet manager doesn't know much about electric vehicles. And then they have to figure out a lot of things. What vehicles to buy, what battery types they need, what electricity demand they will have, what does it mean for their infrastructure on their depots and warehouses, on their facilities, what does it mean for charging stations, how many do they need, how will it impact the business operations. So in that transition phase for electrification of the vehicle, you need to help them. There are lots of consultancies now jumping on that, but also energy companies are active in that field, and we as, let's say, a mobility solution providers, Bridgestone, also need to help fleets in doing the same. Then when they operate the vehicles, you can also elevate it to the next level. When you add things like smart charging and battery management, you will make the operation of the electric vehicles much more efficient and reduce the total cost of operation so that it even becomes cheaper than running a traditional fleet. Battery will have a longer lifetime, will have more residual value for the vehicle, and smart charging will manage the load of the energy demand much better during the day. All of these things you cannot do just as a telematic service provider. You need the energy companies, and you need the energy service providers, but also charging station service providers, smart charging software companies to be added to the mix. This EV platform is bringing those two types of partners. Now it's getting from my head again.
It keeps chasing away. Getting excited about
keeps
it.
Falling and it's falling off. It's yes, I'm getting back. Excited about the topic.
Well, for those who are only listening, it's his headphones continue as he gets animated to fall off the back of his head. But it's all part. It's all part of it.
It must look ridiculous on the video.
So
I prefer people listening then.
They know you're passionate about it, right?
So this EV platform brings those parts together from the energy side and the telematics and fleet management, and then lets data flow between those partners. So fleets will be helped, first of all, to pick the right partners. The platform has already done it for them. And then integrate the functionality from all those partners and enable them with the data flow from the telematics side into those energy service providers. So it will provide a much more optimized solution for what they need end-to-end for the electrification of their fleet. So I think it's a beautiful initiative we have, and I expect a lot of traction from that. And Webfleet is, by the way, to your question, the first telematics partner joining that platform, providing the telematics data to enable that platform.
And it's, I mean, it we hear all the time about, you know, electric vehicles, EVs are the future, they're coming, but there's a lot of the barriers, right, of growth, or, you know, we're waiting for infrastructure and those things. So this is the important step is we need these different groups from different areas to work together to be able to
absolutely
reduce those barriers,
because,
right?
Yeah, because the irony is at the moment, actually, you see a bit of a slowdown in the electrification of fleets. First of all, because of, you see governments have budget deficits, so they are stopping some subsidies in some countries, mm-hmm. although in the US we now have the Inflation Reduction Act, but maybe with the elections next year that may change.
These things are always moving, change. Right? Yes.
But in Germany you see these issues with the budget, in the Netherlands as well. Second, also fleets are facing challenges in buying those vehicles. They are quite costly, so the initial price of the vehicles is very high, and there is not a lot of optionality. The affordability and the different options of the vehicles is not at the right level yet. That will come, it's a matter of time, but not at the moment. But then when you bring in this load management, for instance, for the right energy usage during the day, and you use actually the trip information and the actual routes of the fleets, the data coming from the telematics in the proper way, you will save a lot of money on your energy bills. And that will make end-to-end actually the cost lower than they have today. Once they know that, they will make the transition faster. And that's needed because actually governments and cities are mandating in some countries in Europe that by 2025 they cannot even enter the city center anymore with their combustion engine vehicles. So then you close the loop. So I think it should accelerate the cycle towards electrification, but at the moment we see a bit of slowdown. So hopefully this will help to make the world a bit better.
Well, and it's because it's hard, right? Where do you start? If you're a fleet of a bunch of internal combustion engine vehicles and you know you have to go to EVs, so many things to worry about. Where do you start? And so these types of approaches are necessary in the industry.
Indeed, because it's easier said than done. And we need to help the fleets, because for them it's a business challenge, as they had in the past as well with other things.
Exactly. Well, as I guess, you know, we hear about this wide, there seems to be a wide range of opportunity, right, as the fleet management space and we move into EVs. So we have a lot in both Webfleet, Azuga, our portfolio that we cover, but where are maybe other opportunities that we're watching very closely that we continue to look to expand and add? Or I guess more generally, like, what does the future look like, right, for BMS with fleet management solutions and where we're focusing in the years ahead?
Well, in general, fleet management, as I mentioned, telematics is an ever-evolving scope. From the beginning, basically, it has been and it will always be like that. So the fundamental needs of fleets don't change, right? They have challenges with driver scarcity, with very low margins, safety on the road, customer challenges, the regulation, compliance, all of that face huge challenges for fleets. The best innovative telematic service providers and fleet management companies are looking for innovation. Where do I see that coming? Both for Azuka and Webfleet is actually in the next generation video telematics. So bringing more AI in video telematics, so it is even bringing safety at the next level. In general, I see AI coming into the picture in a fundamental way for fleet management, because now fleet management or telematics, as I explained, is more or less getting data from the vehicle and reactively then telling the fleet what's happening with their fleet so they can react to it. AI you can actually use to make it preventive and predictive. And good example is maintenance, which is in the sweet spot of where Bridgestone can bring everything together, from premium tires to fleet management connectivity data, and then serving the fleets with physical services through their retail service network. And I think that's what actually our global CEO Ishibashi-san means when he talks about mobility tech, using the data in a way that you add more value to the fleets, because you give them insights about what needs to happen before they even know it themselves or before it is happening. And actually with the insights, you can quantify the value also that we bring to the fleet, whether it's saved incidents on the road, so less accidents, or save money on their insurance premium, or save money on their maintenance bill, or actually less fuel consumption. all of that is actually, I think, part of the next wave using AI technology to make it more proactive, basically. And the last thing is EV. I already mentioned that. That's clearly the next wave of electrifying fleets, which will be something where we as a company, Webfleet to start with, but then also Azuka, needs to be leading, needs to be pioneering. We can actually ride that wave as one of the first players and do it better than others. So we are really differentiating ourselves. And then finally, also integrating tire solutions into fleet management. That's obvious when we talk about Bridgestone with its heritage. If we do that well, we open the black box of the tire. We know the status of the tire, and you can actually make that an element enabling predictive maintenance again by closing the loop in end-to-end maintenance services to the fleets. And that's, I think, where we really have to still move to the next level.
Yeah, this idea of we have the core tire businesses in the Americas and in Europe, but increasingly working together to collaborate, right?
Indeed.
Because it becomes a full circle of being able not just the solution separate from the tires, but it's all the same process
exactly.
that we're able to offer,
yeah,
right?
Indeed.
And I think you mentioned in there at the your closing note, our global CEO, Ishibashi-san, you know, that's very clearly part of his focus in the years ahead, right? When we talk as part of our midterm business plan of creating the seeds for the future, we talk about Bridgestone Mobility Solutions, we talk about fleet management solutions. It's very clear an investment and a priority focus for the company.
Yeah.
So it's important we all get to understand how
yeah,
it's all coming
indeed.
Together. So. Yeah. Thank you for the lessons, the education on this. I think after listening, you said that you felt like you had some credentials. I think you clearly explained that you know what you're talking
thank
about,
you.
Jan Martin. Of course, yes. No, thank you for taking the time. Hope you enjoy CES. There's only like 70 artificial intelligence AI booths around here. So it might be something that's happening in
the near
future.
We're not the
future,
only ones
right?
working on that.
It might be something yes. that is happening around us. But we look forward to seeing how it all evolves and grows, and we appreciate your leadership and your time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. For those of you who are listening to us, of course, a reminder that you can always find other episodes if you want to explore more about Azuga, more about fleet management solutions. We've got some other episodes out there that you can learn more on those topics. Any podcast platform of choice is where you can find us. And of course, if you want to watch us on video, you can also check out the Bridgestone YouTube page to watch videos of all of our podcast episodes. If you have topic ideas, you have questions about what we talked about here, you can reach us via email. Just send a note to thrivepodcast@bfusa.com, and we'll be happy to engage on any of those conversations. We appreciate you taking the time to listen. We are recording this from the Consumer Electronics Show in 2024, but as always, we remind you to keep on keeping on. I'm Keith Cawley, asking you to remember that at Bridgestone, today, tomorrow, together, we thrive. Be good, everybody.